Talking with Elmwood Murdoch, head football coach Lance Steffen, his team getting ready for the postseason there in Nebraska, and they will face Bancroft Rosalie on Thursday night. Coach, you know, it's always a goal to be playing football on the final Thursday in October, and you guys are doing that. You know, how are we feeling, you know, with the, you know, the season and the upcoming challenges ahead?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we've kind of attacked this season, and kind of taking it game by game and thought to improve each week and daily, you know, had to raise the standard. So put ourselves in a good spot, put ourselves in a position to host in the first round, which is certainly a goal of ours. And now we just have to approach our next opponent with that same mentality.
You look back at last week, you clinch a district title with a win over a really good Weeping Water team. Take us through that win and what stood out to you that allowed you guys to win the district title.
I thought our offensive and defensive lines really, really came to play. You know, they kind of set the tone and owned the line of scrimmage. And for us, that usually means wins. So really proud of that offensive and defensive line for, you know, setting the tone and we put ourselves in a position to win that game.
I know in talking to you throughout the year, you've mentioned how vital the line play has been. And last week, you know, we mentioned the guys that have led the way. Go back to the start of the year. Was that something that you kind of expected to be a strength of this group? And what in particular are you liking in the trenches there?
Yeah, you know, we had a few guys that were returning linemen, a couple of guys that, you know, had to play as undersized sophomores. And so they'd been in the trenches. They'd been in the thick of it. And have finally kind of grown into their bodies and have a year of work underneath their belt and we're hungry to get better. So certainly an area that I thought that we could have some strength, needed to find another one. And I think our other couple of linemen we rotate in at center and nose, I think they've done a great job for us this season. And like you mentioned, for us to have success, it starts and ends with the offensive line and defensive line.
Probably hard to nitpick too much, but is there anything in particular where you feel like you guys are still trying to emphasize getting better at, especially as we get into playoff time?
There's always areas to improve. You know, certainly we've had lapses throughout the year and Weeping Water found some, you know, some areas that we need to coach up this week and get ourselves, you know, put into a nice spot here as we begin our postseason.
Now, looking ahead, Bancroft Rosalie, the opponent coming up on Thursday, you know, tell me about this matchup and kind of what you're seeing from them and the challenges they'll present to your team.
Yeah, it's a team we're not really that familiar with. You know, I can't remember a time where an Elmwood Murdoch team has played a Bancroft Rosalie team in football. You know, but they have an explosive offense. You know, they dropped a couple of games here in the middle and towards the end of the year that, you know, I think are rivalry games for them. And so as we dive into the film here, I know they've got a really good running back, a really good receiver, and they usually have a pretty big lineman who can move a little bit. So I'm certainly excited for the challenge ahead of us.
Looking at their offense, they're pretty balanced, it seems like. They've thrown for 1,100 yards. They've rushed for 1,300 yards. So I imagine it's going to be tough just to key in on one thing. What will you guys have to do defensively?
It'd just be sound. You know, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, our football players, our community, sometimes coaches get caught up in, you know, the numbers and get caught up in the, you know, the yards and, oh, you've got to stop this guy or that guy or whoever. And I think for us, it comes down to, you know, reading our keys and doing our job, you know, and if we put ourselves in good position before and during the snap, you know, that gives us a great chance. And when our lines are dominant, boy, it covers up some warts that you might have on some plays. So we're leaning into who we are kind of as we begin this playoff push.
Yeah, what else do you see as important or key, so to speak, on Thursday?
Just playing sound football, you know, and playing complimentary football like we have all year. You know, I thought our defense, you know, for this whole regular season has kind of led us. And it's allowed our offense not to have to play in shootouts, not have to go out and, you know, win these high-scoring affairs where, you know, any bad possession can beat you. You know, when your defense plays as well as ours has played, you know, for most of this season, it certainly puts us in a great spot where offensively you don't have to go out and try to win every game and get risky, and special teams can really become a factor for you. So really playing complimentary football for us, I think, is key here.
That's Lance Steffen, head football coach at Elmwood Murdoch. Coach, appreciate the time today. Wish you the best of luck on Thursday.
Thank you very much.